There's something different today, though. There's a lot of smiling faces in the front row. Is there something special on today? Yeah. From the amount of people sitting in the front row, I'm guessing today's Children's Day. If you're a visitor today, if you're here because you're family members or you're here just visiting with some of the children, it's great to have you. Today is Children's Day, which is a day then that as a church we celebrate the lives of the children involved in our fellowship. We celebrate the different children's ministries, and we celebrate just the sacrifice that leaders have put in the last lot of months, just as a sacrifice of love to God in order to share God's love and to share Christ with the boys and girls.
Good morning. Yes, morning has broken on this wonderful day, and I have some good news for you today. Thank you for tuning in to the Abbots Cross International News. I'm Judith Reid.
And I'm Danielle Spencer, bringing the most up-to-date Christian news. Breaking news just in, Pastor Glanders and his wife Esther have just been voted Best Dressed Pastors in 2015. Here's some photos of them at the award ceremony.
Summer is fast approaching, and so are all the major sporting events. Children in the Newton Abbey area are said to be faster than Usain Bolt. Has anyone seen Lucas Spencer run at top speed? Isn't he fast? Let's go over to our sports correspondent, Josie Jump, for the latest.
Good morning. I'm at Newton Abbey's Olympic Stadium, and I have Speedy Lucas and Bullet the Bullet with me this morning, and they are attempting at jumping 60 metres. Are you going to do it, Lucas?
Yeah.
Are you going to have a go and show us your long jump? Away you go. Whoa, good effort. But he didn't quite meet the target. What about Bully the Bullet? Are you going to do it?
No.
Oh, dear. Well, sure, have a go. We're looking to beat this target. Ooh, pretty close. He didn't do too bad, but I think we're going to have to keep practicing, Judith. Back over to you at the studio.
Thank you, Josie. Didn't Sam and Lucas do well? The long jump really is a hard sport. I certainly couldn't have reached the target. Sometimes in life, we really try to do things which are much too difficult for us. Sometimes we want to be the tallest, shortest, smartest, etc. But isn't it good that God loves us just the way we are? And he does not set us impossible targets. He knows that we all have sin in our hearts, but he loves and is willing to forgive us. We'll go over to our Memory Verse correspondent, Rachel Repetition, to tell us more.
Good morning. I'm here at Abbots Cross Congregational Church with some children who've learnt a Bible verse about how we all sin and can never meet God's standards by ourselves. So what's your name?
David.
And what's your name?
Carter.
Okay, good job. And I'll count you in, and then you're going to say it first, David, yeah? Okay, one, two.
The Bible says in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God."
Wow, well done. Okay, Carter, one, two.
The Bible says in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
Well done. Back to you in the studio.
We have all heard of the X Factor and Britain's Got Talent, but one church choir has been amazing viewers with their first-class performances. We're crossing over now to hear their live performance.
You'll definitely not want to hit your red buzzer. Those wee children in the front row, just fantastic. And I love the words of that song. Scientists continue to investigate how our brain works and how it coordinates our movement, body functions, and learning. We're going over now to report on how the brain works.
Brain. How do you remember the way to your friend's house? Why do your eyes blink without you even thinking about it? Where do dreams come from? Your brain is in charge of these things and a lot more. In fact, your brain is the boss of your body. It runs the whole show and controls just about everything you do, even when you're asleep. Not bad for something that looks like a big wrinkly gray sponge and only weighs about 1.3 kilograms. Your brain contains billions of nerve cells called neurons that carry signals to and from different parts of your body through your central nervous system. Your brain triples in weight between birth and adulthood.
Just amazing how God created our brains. You know, the Bible tells us that God knit us together in our mother's womb. You know, it's amazing. In fact, we and the world we live in are truly miracles of God's creation. We're going back to the church choir of the year now. Our choir mistress, Eleanor, has a song about the miracles of God's creation.
Thank you.
just in, a new maze has been built in Newton Abbey. We join our reporter, Maisie Hunter, at the scene.
Okay, welcome to Newton Abbey Maze. And we have a few visitors here to the maze today. Could you tell us about some of your experiences?
The maze is really big, but we couldn't find our way out.
We were in there for hours before we found our way out. I couldn't find my way out and had to climb through the bushes.
I even had to climb under a hedge.
Well, over to you at the studio.
Thank you, Maisie. Poor kids, imagine having to crawl under the hedge to get out. Pity they didn't bring a map. It would have been so much easier to find their way out of the maze with a good map. You know, sometimes life feels like a maze, and try as we might, we can't find the right way to go. But the Bible says that Jesus is the only way that we can know God. We're going back now to our Memory First correspondent, Rachel Repetition, to meet some kids who know a memory verse about Jesus being the way that we can know God.
Hello, and welcome back to Abbots Cross Congregational. We think you'll all know this next verse. It's found in John chapter 14, verse 6, and all the kids are going to say it together. Okay, so 1, 2.
The Bible says in John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
This verse is just fabulous. Rachel, do they know any other verses?
So who want to tell us what God did for us? So, Katie, you come on round.
Anna.
And you're
here. Where's sweet Eva?
No, it's okay. Anna, you come over. Where's
sweet
Eva? Get me Eva.
Eva,
you come over. Good job. Right, move this way.
Okay, so
what's your name?
Katie.
Reuben.
Eva.
Okay, so Katie, you can say it first, so I'll count you in. So 1, 2.
The Bible says in John chapter 3, verse 16, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
And you two are going to say it together, yeah? So 1, 2.
John chapter 3, verse 16, God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have an everlasting life.
Thank you very much. Back to you in the studio.
Thank you, Rachel. Weren't those verses just brilliant? It's great to know that God wants to help and guide us throughout our lives and that he loves us so much that he sent his one and only Son to die on the cross so we can have our sins forgiven.
You know, the church choir of 2015 sing a song about Jesus dying on the cross for our sins.
Well, let's go back to the choir then.
Jesus, I'm reminded.
Thank you for joining us on the 11 a.m. news.
And remember, don't just watch the news, accept the good news of our wonderful Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, who came and died so we can have our sins forgiven. Don't just listen, let the good news of the gospel change your life.
Could I just first of all say thank your pastor for inviting me here today. I've been looking forward to it and I have really been enjoying it. Not enjoying it just so much now, but I have really enjoyed it. Didn't our boys and girls and their leaders do really, really well? And I know that you were clapping them as they were up, but I'd like you to give them one more clap because I think they're worth it. Now, boys and girls, as I was thinking about coming to you this morning, there was one verse from the Bible that really came into my mind. And we've got it up now. And it's found in the New Testament in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. And you can see what it says there. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. That's a brilliant verse. But maybe you're saying, boys and girls, you might think it's a brilliant verse, Ruth, but sure, what does it mean? Well, we're going to find that out as we go along this morning. And really what you could say, therefore, if any man or woman or boy or girl be in Christ or have the Lord Jesus in their life, he makes them new. He changes you completely. Now, to help you understand that, boys and girls, I want to tell you a story, a true story, and I want you to remember that it really is a true story. It's a story about a chimpanzee. Now, there was a lady and her husband who lived in America. They didn't have any children, so they decided they would get a pet. Now, if you're American here this morning, I'm not saying anything about you, but only Americans, I reckon, would decide on a chimpanzee for a pet. That's what they wanted, and that's what they got. And so they really loved their chimp. The first thing they needed to do was give her a name, and so they called her Lucy. Now, just to let you know and show that this is really a true story, that is the actual picture of Lucy when she was a baby chimp. They were delighted to have her. But boys and girls, guess what? They weren't going to keep her in a pen outside or in a house outside. They wanted Lucy to live in the house with them. My goodness. Well, they got Lucy. And you know something? Wow, she was sharp. She was really, really intelligent. And so they began to teach her lots of things. They were able to teach Lucy to wash herself and keep herself clean. Mrs. Tamerlan, she loved buying clothes for Lucy. She bought loads and loads of clothes. And so they were all put into Lucy's room, and every day Lucy would pick what outfit she wanted to wear. And she could dress herself. She was really good. Then the next thing they taught her was to sit at the dining room table and how to use her knife and fork. Now remember, it's a true story. It really happened. And there she could go to her seat and sit down and use her knife and fork. So they were really pleased. Then they had another idea. You know what? Lucy's so intelligent. I'm sure if we could get a teacher for Lucy to come along and teach her sign language, then she could do the signs to us and we would know what she was trying to tell us. We could do the signs to her and we could almost talk back to her. So they got a teacher, and the teacher arrived every morning at 10:30. rang the doorbell. Who do you think went to the door to open it? Yes, absolutely right. Lucy went to the door, opened the door, brought her teacher in, sat her teacher down in a chair, then left her to do something that tiny boys and girls don't do. To go into the kitchen, turn on the kettle, make two cups of tea, put them on a tray, carry them in, sit down with her teacher, and have a nice cup of tea. And then they got to work. Boys and girls, mums and dads, grown-ups, you could never guess how many signs Lucy actually learned. She learned, are you waiting for it, 140 signs. Fantastic. Life was brilliant in the Temerlin household. But you know what? Lucy was doing something that you're doing every day, and you don't notice you're doing it. And Lucy didn't know she was doing it. She was growing up. And when she got to the age of 12, she was fully grown, and she was very, very strong. But something else happened. It's awful in a story when you have to go to a but. Lucy got very disobedient. And boy, did Lucy have a temper. She had a shocking temper. She wouldn't listen to Mr. and Mrs. Temerlin. She wouldn't obey what they told her. And when she got into a temper, she would just lift a chair and throw it over the room. And she was breaking quite a bit of the furniture. Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Temerlin talked to her, but she wouldn't listen. And then they had to talk to each other. They had to make a decision. And sadly, they had to make the decision that Lucy would have to leave. They could do nothing with her. She would have to go to a chimp rehabilitation station. And she had to go there. But boys and girls, I want you to remind me, what was Lucy born? A chimp. That is right. Lucy was born a chimp. Now, could you ever imagine Mr. and Mrs. Temerlin going to an animal hospital and bringing Lucy in and saying to the animal doctor, now, she's not really behaving very well, and we were wondering if you could do something with her. Maybe we made the wrong choice. If we leave Lucy with you, could you maybe for us make her into a nice little dog? What would the animal doctor have said? Who's going to tell me? Yes. No, exactly. One word. No, I couldn't do that. That's not possible. You see, Lucy was born a chimp, and Lucy would always be a chimp. It just wasn't possible. Lucy could never be changed. And that's why she had to spend the rest of her life with the other chimps. She wasn't happy. In fact, she became a very sad chimp, and she lived her life out there until she died. But you know, boys and girls, and grown-ups as well, when I read that story, I thought to myself, listen, I want to go back to the Bible. I want to see how we were born. Oh, we weren't born a chimp. No, you were born lovely boys and girls, really lovely. But how were we all born? The Bible tells us very, very clearly. You've already told us this morning. We have all been born a sinner. We have got something inside of us that makes us tell lies, cheat, get jealous, be disobedient, have a bad temper. You know what, boys and girls? It's not just you. It's the adults as well. We can be like that as well. It's just terrible. But it's because we've been born a sinner. And maybe you think, you know, you go into school and you tell your teacher, I haven't my homework done, miss, because, oh, I had an awful sore tummy last night, and I had to go to bed early. And what were you doing? You were watching the football, weren't you? So you're telling your teacher a lie. But maybe you think, sure, it's only the teacher. Boys and girls and grown-ups, it's not just the teacher. It's when we break God's laws, we are sinning against him. That's why sin is so serious. That's why this problem of sin, well, listen, we need to do something about it. Yes, born a sinner. But, and this is a good but, I'm going to set Lucy down now because I'm going to get a wee bit excited when I tell you that this is the best news that you can ever hear. Born a sinner, but, do you see the finger pointing? It's not pointing at the person beside you or behind you or in front of you. It's pointing at you. Whether you're the youngest in church this morning or the very oldest, it's pointing at you. And you know what it's saying? You can be changed. That's the good news this morning. You don't have to stay a sinner. That old sin doesn't have to get a grip of you and get you to do so many things that are totally, totally wrong. Maybe you're here this morning and you're saying, okay, you're saying we can be changed. Could you tell us exactly how we can be changed? Oh, yes, I can tell you. That's when I turn to God's word. And I see that God sent his one and only son down to this world. What to do? Be a good man? No. Heal people? No. Even do miracles? No. God sent his one perfect son. Jesus, who never thought any wrong, who never did any wrong, who never spoke any wrong. God sent him down and he said, I want you to go down there and I want you to die for the sin of the whole world. I want you to take their sin. I want you to take their punishment so that they can go free. Boys and girls and grown-ups in church this morning, Jesus has already taken your sin. Jesus has already been punished for your sin so that you can get rid of it and you can go free. But maybe you're saying, Ruth, yeah, I see the picture there of Jesus on the cross. So he died? Yes, he did. So are you telling me that Jesus is dead? Oh, no, I'm not. Because my story, the Bible story, gets even more exciting. Jesus did die. He did take your place. But boys and girls, he rose again. Mums and dads, does that not excite you? That on the third day, Jesus came back to life. Do you know who was absolutely furious? Can you think of who was absolutely furious when Jesus came back to life? Who was it? Yes. No, not quite. You are dead right. The devil. Wow, he was hopping mad because Jesus was alive again. Do you know what he knew? I've lost. I've lost. Jesus is the Almighty One. And you know, the tomb is empty today. And the good news is this. He's alive. And because he's alive, you know what? He's saying to you today, will you not let me come and change your life? Will you not come to me and say, Lord Jesus, I'm truly sorry. I'm really sorry. Maybe you're an adult today. And maybe you've got to say, Lord Jesus, I've been breaking your rules, your commands for, oh, I don't know how many years. But today I want to ask you, will you come and forgive me? Will you change me? Jesus will change you on the inside, on the part that really matters. He will take away your sin. He will make you clean and new on the inside. And then on the outside, what a difference that will make. Jesus loves you this morning. He wants to be your Savior. He wants to be part of your life. And you know something? There are only one or two who know me in church this morning, but they know I just can't sit down without asking a question. And I'm going to ask the question. Don't answer me. Sure you won't? Just answer quietly. Adults, answer quietly in your heart to the Lord Jesus. And the question is this. It's going to come up. It's going to come up. There's it there. Will you? Now again, we're not talking about the person beside you, or in front of you, or behind you. We're talking about you. Will you let Jesus change you today? Even now, will you say, I'm sorry. Please be my Savior and my friend and change me from the inside to never ever be the same again. You ask and he'll do it. And you could ask even today. Thank you so much.
We're going to finish off the service by standing and singing Jesus Loves Me. If you need it in the hymn book, it's number 726. It's up on the screen. But let's stand together and sing the truth of this. Jesus Loves Me. Let's stand, please. Done to the boys and girls. Really looking forward to tonight at 6:30. It'd be great if you can join us again for that. Let's close the service in prayer. Father, we do thank you for this morning. We thank you, Lord, for the joy and the life that is in the boys and the girls here. And Father, we thank you for the life that you offer us in Christ Jesus. Lord, being a Christian is nothing boring. It's nothing of routine. We thank you, Lord, that you've changed us. You've made us born again to life. We are alive to you forevermore. And Lord, there is no greater experience. We thank you for it. We thank you for this morning and ask that you take us to our homes in safety. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.